Laura Theodore, and I am the Jazzy Vegetarian, and we are on the PBS Create Network every Friday and every Monday at 8 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Is your new book Deliciously Vegan?
Yes, the new book is Deliciously Vegan.
We're speaking today to Jazzy Vegetarian Laura Theodore. And before we get to the great new recipes in your new book, I have a few short vegan questions for you because more and more people are becoming vegan now, and there's no doubt about the health value. You've been cooking this way for a long time, but at our house, we've sort of been struggling with it. Any advice?
Absolutely. If you're looking to add more plant-based foods into your weekly menu plan, but you're not accustomed to that way of eating, the best thing to do is to start with the kinds of foods that you already are accustomed to eating, like chili, like spaghetti, like lasagna, like burgers. There are so many plant-based choices in your supermarket these days that you can add them to your menu, and you can say, that doesn't taste much different than the meat-laden version or the dairy-laden version, and that can put you on the track to more plant-based meals immediately.
Would you advise people who want to adopt the vegan lifestyle, would you say they should do it gradually or let's cut the cord and do it all at once?
Wow, that's a great question. I always suggest that unless your doctor has said otherwise, that you do it gradually. Mm. I became plant-based and vegan over a period of 20 years, so you don't have to wait 20 years. But certainly, if you just do it gradually, start by adding one vegan meal to your menu plan every week, then add two, then add three, then try going a whole day, and that's the best way to do it for your health and also for your palate, too, because your palate will start wanting to crave more vegan foods along the way.
What can you do if one spouse is vegan and the other is not?
Well, the best thing to do is to try to plan your meals around recipes that you can adapt for both an omnivorous diet and a plant-based and or vegan diet. Once again, back to what I talked about earlier. If you're going to do burgers, well, then you make the plant-based burger for yourself and the other one for your spouse or your family members. If you're going to do lasagna, you just make your lasagna, but you add the meat to the part that you're making for your family. Spaghetti, chili, all the same thing. And that's the best way to make it work. And then also what I suggest is, sneaking in a couple of those plant-based meals so you can cook the same thing for everybody a couple of nights a week.
A lot of people say they miss sandwiches, but there are great vegan sandwiches. Do you have an example or two of those?
Oh, absolutely. Any sandwich that you can have carnivorous or an omnivorous version of, you can certainly make plant-based. In Veganese and Deliciously Vegan, my newest books, we've got some fantastic sandwiches like my chickpea sandwich spread, which is like a chicken sandwich spread, my eggless egg sandwich, which is like an egg sandwich spread. You can certainly do a vegan Reuben. That's one of my husband's very favorites. And, of course, burgers as well. But pretty much anything that you can make with meat, there are so many meat analogs in the supermarket and the marketplace this time that you can pretty much make them all vegan.
I have to ask you about that Reuben, the vegan Reuben sandwich. What is substituted there?
Well, you can certainly use a plant-based cheese. There are some marvelous plant-based cheese that any supermarket is going to carry these days. So you're going to go ahead and use your favorite plant-based cheese. And then there are a lot of different options you can use for the meat in a Reuben. If you've been vegan for a while, you might want to turn towards a teriyaki tofu or a grilled tempeh instead of the meat. Those are some very favorites. But honestly, when I started making vegan Reubens for my husband, what I did is I got, once again, the meat analogs at the supermarket. You can certainly get a plant-based turkey or a plant-based ham and just use that instead. And then go ahead and use all the toppings you normally would in a Reuben, your sauerkraut, your wonderful dressing, and go ahead and grill it up. And I'll tell you, folks just don't know the difference. It still tastes absolutely jazzy-licious.
You are right about that. How has your husband responded, and is he a full vegan now?
Yes, he is a full vegan, and he was actually a vegetarian when I met him some many 30 years ago, but he is certainly vegan now, and he does. He likes the plant-based substitutes. He likes the burgers that you buy in the supermarket. He likes the vegan hot dogs. He likes all of those substitutes, and that's how I keep him on the track, because he still has those same tastes that he was used to when he was younger, but yet he can eat them without the meat.
What is your favorite recipe from your new book, Deliciously Vegan?
Oh, boy. That's like asking what's my favorite child.
I know.
it's a tough one. I think that one of my very special recipes, it's a bit of a longer recipe, but it really is one of my favorites, and it's my lasagna muffin cups. And those are little tiny cups, and what I do is I take the lasagna noodles, I pre-cook them, and then I take jumbo muffin tins, and I kind of roll the noodles into there, and I fill them with all the luscious fillings you would have in lasagna, and I bake them and serve them. They're always a big hit. But I do have to say one more. It's my Divine Chocolate Mousse Cake. And not only is it one of the best vegan cakes you've ever tasted, I guarantee you it's one of the best cakes you've ever tasted. It has a luscious, moist, three-layer chocolate cake with an incredible chocolate mousse frosting and a little raspberry filling. It's really fantastic.
I am salivating already. What was the title of that recipe again?
That's the Divine Chocolate Mousse Cake, and it is so yummy.
Sounds it. Now, what items should we have on hand in your pantry to make it easier to not only segue to a vegan diet, but also to stay on the vegan track, I guess?
Well, in my new book, I have all of my top 10 lists for a vegan kitchen. And really the top one is canned beans, like black beans, kidney beans, white beans, pinto beans, garbanzo beans, or chickpeas. And the reason I say that is that we often might have good intentions and say, oh, we're going to buy those dry beans and we're going to make them from scratch and we're going to make a great meal. And I find that I don't ever do that. We want something we can just grab and have a great protein on hand. You can do so many things with beans. Mm-hmm. They make a great base for nutrient-dense and protein fiber-rich vegan meals. They're fantastic for dips, vegan burgers, burritos, soups, casserole salads. You can even make a plant-based cheese out of them. I've got several recipes for that in the new book. And then also, I love extra virgin olive oil, a canned marinara sauce or canned tomatoes. And, of course, another thing that's at the top of the list is non-dairy milk. That's one of the easiest things to swap out if you're moving from being a carnivore to a plant-based or vegan eater, because there's so many wonderful non-dairy milks in the marketplace, like your soy, your almond, your rice, your oat, your cashew, coconut, hemp, hazelnut. They're all great milks, and they all substitute beautifully in just about any recipe that you might be using, and they're also great over cereal or oatmeal, whatever you might have for breakfast in the morning.
You've been doing this a long time. Do you ever slip and fall off the wagon anymore, or is that no longer the case?
You know, I don't. I've been doing this for so long that my palate really craves plant-based foods, and that's really what I go for. But what I say to anyone that wants to start adding more plant-based meals and eventually wants to become vegan, if you do slip or go off the wagon, like you said earlier, just get right back on. Don't worry about it. Don't be hard on yourself, because the most important thing is that you're moving towards a healthier diet for yourself, for the planet, of course, for the animals, and it's all good. So just be easy on yourself, ease into it, like I said, in veganese, and then you're going to have a great diet that's going to be just better for everybody.
Interestingly, I had a gift certificate to a steakhouse, and we were putting it off, using it for a long time. And we went the other night, and it was a good meal, but it was so super-duper rich and over the top that we got back on the vegan diet without any problem whatsoever. If anything, we're even more committed now, if you know what I mean.
Well, I think what happens is that your digestive system gets more accustomed to the kinds of foods that are in a plant-based diet.
Yes.
It gets more accustomed to digesting those foods rather than heavy-laden meats. Mm. Most people find when they start adding more vegan foods into their weekly menu plan that they find they digest their foods a lot better. So I think that that makes perfect sense.
Tell me a little bit, let's conclude the interview with talking about you on PBS. If anyone hasn't experienced you on PBS yet, give me a little bit of an idea of when you're on. This is like series season number 100 or something like that.
It seems like 100, I must say.
In a good way. We say that in a good way.
We are in season 7 now, and we are so excited. It's our most exciting season yet. And right now we are on the PBS Create Network all across the country, and that's every Monday and every Friday at 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But please do tune in. Check your local listings. It's the greatest season yet, and we've got a lot of wonderful foods. I even have a show this season, Pat, 2 ingredient recipes. That speaks to my own heart.
I saw that. That's what people need in this day and age, I think.
Because I get into the kitchen every night, and I think people have an idea that, oh, I'm the Jazzy Vegetarian, I'm on television, I've got all this luxurious time to make these meals every night. And just like everybody else, I am really rushed, I'm really busy. So the easier I can make it for myself, but still having a taste really, really delicious. That's what's most important. So everybody wants to tune in this season. We've got kids' classics made vegan. We've once again got the 2 ingredient recipes. Of course, I have a wonderful holiday Christmas show that we did this season. Wonderful recipes.
Well, I can't wait to watch it again. Thank you so much for taking the time out. I know you are quite busy to speak with me today. And good luck with your new book, Deliciously Vegan.
Thank you so much, Pat. Always a pleasure to speak with you.